Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book Mindfake Cambridge Analytica and the Plot to Break America is a nonfiction expose by Christopher Wiley, the whistleblower who helped reveal how Cambridge Analytica combined data mining, behavioral science, and political campaigning to influence public opinion. Published in the wake of the Facebook data scandal, the book investigates how personal information collected at scale could be turned into psychological profiles and then used for micro-targeted political messaging. Its purpose is not only to recount an insider account of the company's operations, but also to show how modern digital platforms can be used to amplify division, manipulate voters, and weaken democratic norms. Wiley presents the story as both a personal confession and a political warning. The book sits at the intersection of memoir, investigative reporting, and media critique, making it especially relevant to readers interested in technology, elections, privacy, and the ethical risks of data-driven persuasion. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how psychographic profiling turned personal data into political leverage. One of the book's central ideas is that raw social media data becomes politically powerful only after it is translated into behavioral inference. Wiley explains how Cambridge Analytica used psychological modeling, especially ideas associated with the OCN personality framework, to segment voters by traits such as openness, neuroticism, and conscientiousness. This mattered because the company was not simply collecting opinions. It was trying to infer emotional vulnerabilities and likely reactions. In practice, that meant data could be used to predict which people might respond to fear, resentment, or identity-based messaging. The significance of this approach is that it shifts political campaigning from persuasion based on broad policy arguments to manipulation based on personal weakness. Wiley treats this as a structural change in politics rather than a one-off abuse, because it shows how seemingly ordinary digital traces can be repurposed into tools of behavioral influence at scale. Secondly, micro-targeting as a system for customizing political manipulation. The book gives sustained attention to micro-targeting, the practice of sending different messages to different groups or individuals based on their inferred psychological profile. Wiley argues that Cambridge Analytica did not rely on a single campaign message, but on thousands of variations designed to trigger specific emotional responses in specific audiences. This method allowed operators to amplify anger in one group, fear in another, and apathy or confusion in others, depending on what was most useful to the campaign. The analytical importance of micro-targeting in the book is that it makes manipulation harder to detect and therefore harder to contest publicly. Traditional political advertising is visible and broadly shared, while micro-targeted messaging is fragmented and often hidden from wider scrutiny. Wiley shows that this secrecy changes the democratic process itself, because citizens no longer receive a common set of arguments and can be isolated inside individualized information environments tailored to their susceptibilities. Thirdly, the Facebook data scandal as the infrastructure behind political influence. Fake places the Facebook data scandal at the center of its argument because the scale of the operation depended on harvested user information. Wiley describes how personal data was extracted through digital tools that appeared harmless to users, then combined and analyzed for political purposes. The book makes clear that the issue was not only misused by one company, but the broader vulnerability of platform ecosystems that collect vast amounts of behavioral data while offering users little real control over how it is reused. This is important because it ties political manipulation to the architecture of social media itself. Cambridge Analytica did not invent the internet-era attention economy, but it exploited the incentives built into it: maximum data extraction, opaque third-party access, and advertising systems optimized for engagement rather than truth. Wiley's account therefore goes beyond scandal reporting. It shows how platform design can create the conditions for influence operations, making privacy failures inseparable from democratic risk. Fourthly, Brexit, Trump, and the use of division as a political strategy. A major thread in the book is the claim that Cambridge Analytica's work contributed to campaigns built around social fragmentation rather than consensus. Wiley links the company's methods to the Brexit referendum and Donald Trump's 2016 presidential campaign, arguing that the goal was to intensify polarization by activating grievances already present in the electorate. This is where the subtitle of the book becomes especially significant. The Plot to Break America refers not to a single conspiracy in the narrow sense, but to a deliberate strategy of deepening cultural conflict. Wiley presents figures such as Steve Bannon and Robert Mercer as part of a political project that saw division as a useful instrument. The analytical value of this section is that it reframes electoral strategy as information warfare. Instead of winning through policy persuasion, campaigns could exploit identity, fear, and resentment to reshape the emotional environment in which political choices are made. Lastly, a warning about democracy, ethics, and regulation in the digital age. Beyond recounting events, The book is structured as a warning about what happens when private companies control tools capable of influencing public life without meaningful oversight. Wiley argues that the core problem is not only what Cambridge Analytica did, but how easy it was for such an operation to exist in the first place. That leads him toward broader questions about regulation, accountability, and ethical standards in data collection and political communication. The book is especially concerned with the asymmetry between corporations that know everything about users and citizens who know almost nothing about how they are being profiled. This asymmetry weakens informed consent and makes democratic participation less autonomous. By framing the scandal as a trial run for future manipulation, Wiley suggests that the lesson is not historical but ongoing. The book therefore matters as both a case study and a policy argument. It asks readers to see privacy as a democratic issue, not just a personal preference. In conclusion, Mindfic is best suited for readers who want to understand how data, social media, and electoral politics converged into a new form of influence warfare. Political readers will find a vivid insider account of the Cambridge Analytica scandal, while technologists and data ethics readers will find a serious critique of platform design, behavioral profiling, and opaque advertising systems. It is also valuable for general readers who want a clear explanation of why privacy, consent, and algorithmic targeting matter beyond abstract policy debates. What makes the book stand out is its combination of whistleblower testimony and structural analysis. It is not just a memoir about one company, and not just a journalistic recap of a scandal. Instead, it connects personal narrative to larger questions about democracy, manipulation, and the power of digital infrastructure. Compared with similar books, it is especially strong at showing how political persuasion can become psychologically individualized and technically invisible. That gives it lasting relevance in any discussion of elections, platform accountability, and the ethics of data-driven influence. If you would like to support Christopher Wiley, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.